chat. I was literally about across the water to go to lava, and then you dragged me like nobody's business in the chat. Like I was one of those cave women back in the day when you drag people on there and they go, wonderful, like John Wayne used to do, like ladies in those films. I was like, I am not here to be dragging. You're definitely in my John Wayne chat, so what are you doing?
Well, Nanny Pussy, you don't need to go to the library to see those dusty books with Mary Bishop and Brock Abrahams having a breakdown and whatnot. You need to come with me. Come along, come along.
Honey, where are we going? Now you're dragging me again. Why are we at college? You're just dragging me around the court steps. What is this, honey? I ain't your matlock child.
Listen, you just need to come with me for a few moments and we'll all be over.
Honey, if it's your life, then I'll be welcome to it, child, because you really are getting on my last nerve.
Here we are. It's just Jackie. Ooh, ooh.
Honey, no, I'm not going on Judge Jackie, honey. I'm not going to be one of those people having a cabinet. No, honey, I'm going. See you later. Bye. I'm leaving like I'm Will Young, Thomas Wick, whatever. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye.
The show's starting, Annie Prescott, and I need you.
Donella, let go of me.
See, they're starting now. Silky's about to
talk. Honey, let Silky talk, because I'm going to walk.
Seriously, Annie Prescott, I need you to keep my son.
Yes, sir. Donella, you don't even want your son. You're always dropping off like his luggage.
Nanny Prescott, please, stay here.
No, I want to go.
Stay.
No, I want to go.
We're all people worry for the judge, Jackie.
Okay, can I go, Silky?
No.
Oh, what? I was going to go to the lab and this yahoo's dragged me in. I have nothing to do with this kid.
Can you all please sit down and be quiet?
I will be quiet. Can I walk and go?
No.
Oh, Judge Jackie, I don't want to be here.
Well, you're here now, tough.
Fine. What is even this case?
Well, that's what I like to find out. Oh, yes. This case.
Honey, what is this case?
Well, I think Ched Watkins can explain.
Ched Watkins? What, the social worker?
Yes, hi, Nanny Prescott. I'm a bit surprised you're on that side.
Honey, you're telling me to I was dragged here like I was John Wayne's other half.
Isn't he that book that Christian DeMay wrote about?
Don't get me started by that lady. That lady's cuckoo banana town trying to say that she's all Christian. She's about as Christian a little ass, honey child. And if Lecrae couldn't see the honey child, he needs some spec savers on 10 and you're not much.
Nanny Prescott, we're not here to discuss about little nas.
Praise the Lord, because that guy's foolishness.
Well, I think I should bring the exhibit in.
The exhibit, honey. Oh, we ain't going back to that thing with King Agaboos to try to do, honey child. Oh, that ain't a bit fireworks with the whole thing going up in the air for the 50th volume. Oh, okay, what? What is a tiger doing in court?
Well, I have tried a bear before. Looks like this should be a new one for the ratings, trying a tiger.
Oh, why is there a tiger coming in the court? What is going on here?
Well, you see, we at the social service think that Dinella is not a good mum.
Well, honey, I could have told you that for free, child.
Nanny Prescott, you're supposed to be on my side.
Honey, I can't defend the indefensible like they do on Five Live on that fighting talk, child.
You got plenty of fighting talk, though, Nanny Prescott.
Well, honey, I just want to use it in the right way, loving, honey. You don't even want your cake, household. You're dropping off all the time. You didn't even want to find him when he was going to the Easter egg hunt, remember, child? Now, we all know Donella's a bad mother, but why is there a tiger in court?
The tiger's in court because Donella allowed the tiger to come for tea.
Oh, honey, did she really take that book literally, child? Because that's a bad move. Everyone knows that inviting tigers to tea is not a good idea. They might even eat the kid, child. It's not a good idea. Just like with sin, don't let sin come in the car, because it will just wreck everything. Just ask little on us.
Can we start talking about Linus?
Okay. I'm just saying, if anyone wants a representation, what happens when you let a tiger in? Does we have one in the house? You just watch that mess.
So, let me get this right. She allowed a tiger to come into tea? Yes. Donella, listen. There was a knock at the door, you know, and I thought it could have been Andre Crouch.
Why is Andre Crouch knocking at your door? It might as well have been Paul McCartney with all the postcode lottery. Someone's knocking at your door. It's more like him than Andre Crouch. And besides, Andre Crouch is dead for like a while. I remember when he died, Mr. Lisburn, who was teaching at the school down in Grosvenor at the time, he was like, I bet he's moonwalking with Michael Jackson on the streets of golden heaven. And I'm like, honey, I don't have a clue of what you were seeing in heaven, child, but I don't think that's going on. I mean, I doubt that MJ's even there, to be honest. Who knows, but the Lord knows, and I don't think that's the case.
Well, anyway, and the tiger was there, and he just came on in, and he was there, and I was like, well, we got to give him some food, and it was, you know, and then give him some tea and things like that, and...
You just let the tiger eat up house and home.
Nanny Prescott, you would do anything for that tiger. Let's look at that tiger.
Oh, my days, I'm talking to a woman that had Stockholm Syndrome of a tiger. Like, she's not even defending the fact that she's doing anything to keep her boy alive. It's just to please this random tiger. Who, by the way, why was he at your house? Is there another breakout of zoo? That zoo has got more breakouts than Alcatraz, honey. So they need to zip that thing up straight up, honey child. I mean, we had llamas on the loose. We've had just too many times these zoo animals just keep popping their noses in places they shouldn't be in.
Well, as you can see, Dinella has clearly shown herself to not be fit as a mother. I'm absolutely fit to be a mother.
Honey, you ain't fit, period, honey child. I seen your waistline, honey.
Listen, I do the best I can with my boy.
By constantly dropping it in places uninvited. Be like a pigeon, really, when they drop their dropping. Not a castle to drop him, but the way that's done it, I treat him is like a drop.
Nanny Prescott, if you keep opening your mouth, I'm gonna lose my son.
So now you care about losing your son, even though you try to deliberately lose him, like, all the time. Like Eddie Murphy's party all the time, you're losing him all the time.
Donna, I think this is quite extreme, you allowing a tiger to come to tea. Well, you've allowed a tiger to come to court.
She's got a point there, Jose. I don't know why I keep letting these animals come into court.
It happens on Matlock, so it can happen here too.
Oh, okay, Judge Duncan, that's a good point. When that horse came in, yeah, I get the point. But, I mean, these animals are like, can eat you up.
I'm aware of that, so I'm going to make my ruling very quickly and end the show very soon so we can all leave.
Oh, the tiger can leave, honey, child. Why do we all have to leave first?
I thought you wanted to go to the library.
No, now you're going to go to the library, Dinella. I'm just saying, if the tiger goes, then none of us have to be running up Winter Bungee or something like that.
Well, here is the ruling. Dinella, there needs to be an absolute assessment in terms of whether you can be a fit mother or not.
Well, you ain't going to just pull the kid out just yet?
Not just yet, no.
Even though it's still out of tiger in the half of tea?
In these matters, we want to keep the parents as much as possible with the child.
Honey, she's about to let the child be eaten apart by that animal, honey, child. I don't know why you want to keep them together. She wanted to throw them apart anyway.
Nanny,
Dinella.
Point being is there's going to be severe supervision when it comes to her and Carl Shorten. Oh, that means more people can look after my boy and can drop him off so I can listen to my Andre.
No, it means they're going to look, see what you do with the kid, child. You ain't gonna be left alone with the kid. But they also ain't gonna be left alone with the kid too. Well, most of the time, they don't want to ask questions, that side of it.
So, we'll be drawing up a plan, which Chad, I believe you at the social service will be able to drive up, to make sure that everything is on board. But, if there is anything untoward, we will be going for more severe matters.
That's if he doesn't get in by a tiger first.
That's my ruling, and that has been Judge Jackie. I think we all better go.
That tiger looks a bit mean. Can someone take out the tiger? Where is the zoo dude? Wherever the zoo dude is, take this tiger out now. Or do we need Miles Highsmith and Maureen Highsmith again to be doing all the running so that the animals could go following on like they did all those Christmases ago? Oh, I'm going. I'm not getting eaten by any old tiger. I'm too young to die.
Nanny Prescott, you're ancient.
Honey, and I don't want to be ancient history with that tiger around. Oh, now they decided to bring out the tiger. Let the tiger man up here and be hunt. You don't know me, tiger. I gotta go and get me a book. Might be reading a book how to defend myself from tigers. Bye, people.
Well, that was certainly one eventful court session. Wonder how the ratings did. You mean this is what's going on in Grass Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much everybody for coming aboard and listening to the show. It's always great to have you. Do you know there's books you can buy? See below the description. And there's other episodes you can tune into as well. So do so. But until next time, bye-bye for now.